Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, you're on the air. This is Book Buzz, and I'm your host, Susanna Greenberg. Today we'll have an interview with children's book author Jeannie Bender. She's the author of the Lindy Lou Adventure Series, and we'll be talking about book four of the series, Big City Magic, Uncover the Secret of the Big Apple by Jeannie Bender from Pina Publishing. And the website for that is lindielou.com, lindielou.com. Hello, Jeannie Bender. How are you today?
Yes, hello, Susanna. I'm just great. Thanks.
Well, thank you for being here. I'm excited to talk to you all about Lindy Lou and the upcoming book four, Big City Magic, Uncover the Secret of the Big Apple. So, Jeannie, tell us. One press release describes you, and I quote, author Jeannie Bender takes a leap in her new children's chapter book by bravely and beautifully redefining an iconic title we all know and love. What made you decide to redefine the title Big Apple?
Oh, boy, yes, it was brave and bold and a decision I didn't take lightly, I respect. The words Big Apple have been used many times in the past. It's been used as a horse racing prize in the 1920s. The Chamber of Commerce used the Big Apple for its publicity campaign many years ago. And it's the name of many restaurants and even a food contest in New York City. But I thought, well, you know, the Big Apple, maybe it needs a new identity. And as I started thinking about it, I thought, what better way than describing an apple's nutritional value and make it a fun fruit for children? Then I thought, well, what about New York? After all, it is the state fruit. And the idea became the right one. And so as I thought about it, I thought, okay, I'm going to take this leap, I'm going to take this risk, and I'm going to redefine the Big Apple. So I turned the apple into a tree, something in New York that was, in my book, the biggest, juiciest apples on earth. This is the kind of apple whose tree grows in New York City. And allowing the Big Apple tree to reveal a secret. Now, this came to me later on when I was writing the book. So I decided I have to tell children something about this secret. So I decided the secret should be so amazing, so incredible, so important, it can change their life. Then I thought about it, and the whole idea made me very excited about coming to New York City and writing this book, The Big City Magic, Uncover the Secret of the Big Apple. And as it came to me, I decided I couldn't just write this book. I had to do research in New York City. So I went around Manhattan trying to figure out how I could give this word, Big Apple, and this tree and this secret, something that would be so amazing that it would deserve the title Big Apple. So in the end of the book, I decided to redefine the iconic title, The Big Apple, and it became a really, really fun project for me. And in the end, I think and I hope I've come up with a great story and a new definition for Big City Magic and New York City.
Oh, fantastic. That sounds so fun. Let's go to the next topic I'd like to ask you about. You've written three Lindy Lou Adventure Series books so far. One takes place in St. Louis, Missouri, the next in Seattle, Washington, another in Des Moines, Iowa, and now a book about New York City. How many books do you plan to write in this series, and how do you choose the locations?
I have committed to write 12 books, and I have a real-life puppy named Lindy Lou. So Lindy Lou was actually born in St. Louis. So that's where the first book takes place. So in a way, it's kind of a realistic fiction because a lot of the things in the story, including Joe and Sherry, some of the main characters in the book, are actually real people. Therefore, I chose St. Louis for the first book. Then my real-life puppy, Lindy Lou, when she was 8 weeks old and old enough to travel, she flew to Seattle, Washington, where I lived. So the next book easily took place in Seattle, where Lindy Lou really did live on a lake with me. She really did learn to swim. She really did go into the Pike's Market and up in space, and it was a really fun book to write. And then a girlfriend of mine took me to Iowa to visit her farm, and it was during the harvest time. And so she taught me how farm families feed the world, and that's when I decided to write Harvest Time, a celebration on an organic farm. So book four, Big City Magic, was inspired by another girlfriend of mine who grew up in Manhattan as a child, and she told me some really fun stories about her life in the city. And therefore, I decided to write the book about New York City. And it's just really amazing how your real life experiences can give you ideas and the roots of really good stories that you can share with others. And my readers tell me that they now like to visit the places that I describe in the book. So I decided Big City Magic would be a great way to introduce this incredible, amazing city to children, because a lot of people go to New York, but not many people think of it as a place for children. So there will be 12 books in the series. The first one takes place in the month of August, when Lindy Lou was born, September in Seattle. October, she visits a harvest festival in Iowa. November is New York City, and so on and so on. My next book will be called On Ice. That'll be my December book, An Arctic Exploration with a Polar Bear Cub. And I'm right now here in Alaska on a cruise studying glaciers and having a wonderful time learning about ice. One of the books will be called On the Moon, Is It Really Made of Cheese? Another one will take place during a cherry blossom festival in Japan. Lindy Lou will also visit Mexico and have fun with piñatas and music and the culture of Mexico. So there will be 12 books in the series. Each will teach children about different places, and each will give children life lessons.
Well, lots to look forward to, 12 books, wowee, and so many locations, and it's so interesting how you select them. Now, let me ask you, you say in the description of your next book, Big City Magic, that the secret of the Big Apple can change your life. This is a huge promise to you, your character Lindy Lou, and your readers. It makes me want to read the book. Do you think the secret you reveal in Big City Magic is really this important? And when I find out what it is, can it change my life?
Well, I realized when I wrote this, Susanna, that this is a huge statement to make. And when I was writing the book, I really didn't know if I could pull it off. I didn't know where Lindy Lou would find the Big Apple tree, and I also didn't know what the secret would be. I wandered all over the city of New York, and I looked for answers to these two provocative statements, and it was why it was important for me to come to New York City and why it was important for me to do my research there. As a matter of fact, I came four times because I kept trying to find the secret and where the tree would be located and so on and so on. And when the secret came to me and the location came to me, it happened when I was in New York City doing my research, and I realized it could change my life. So my editor told me, when she finished editing Big City Magic, that it actually made her a better person. Well, you can imagine how that made me feel, that I was getting my message across. My publicist then read the book to her 5-year-old granddaughter, and this little girl would not let her grandma stop reading until she found out where the tree was located and then what the secret was. The book has 25 chapters, so my publicist said it took her 3 days to read it to her granddaughter, and when she was finished, that little girl wanted to come to New York City and see the places Lindy Lou had gone to, and she loved the secret. So I can't tell you the secret, but I can tell you this, that if you read the book, I hope that it will make you want to come to New York City, and I hope it'll make you a better person.
Oh, well, I'm excited. Our reviewer described Big City Magic as, quote, a winning story about a wise puppy who takes the world's challenges and runs with them. It's a delightful adventure with more than a light dose of messages for kids about how to live better, more emotionally cognizant lives. That was Diane Donovan, reviewer for the Midwest Book Review. Congratulations. That's quite a compliment to you in the book. How does that make you feel?
Oh, thank you. And yes, oh my gosh. Needless to say, I am humbled and I am thrilled to receive this kind of review. I spend at least a year writing the Lindy Lou books, and my heart and soul are in these books. So when I heard this, it made me so thrilled that my message was getting across. When I started writing the Lindy Lou books, I just wanted to write books that were playful and would make children laugh. And I even wrote a song called the Lindy Lou Song. And I also had the help of my publisher, who built an amazing interactive website, which has taken a couple of years for them to put together, with learning tools and fun things for kids to do. So on lindylou.com, you can listen to the song. There's a kids page where you can see videos and pictures of my real-life puppy, Lindy Lou. And so these tools are all the things that I have been building with my publisher to use to bring this message across. And when it comes across in a review like this, it just makes my heart soar. So with the help of my publishers and with this hard work that I'm doing to bring these messages across, my publisher decided it would be a good idea to bring a group of second grade teachers into the mix, because the books are written at a 5 to 8 year reading level. And these teachers helped us build into it. They told me they loved Lindy Lou's experiences. They told me they loved the life lessons. They also told me that the book met their geography, music, and science subjects in their classrooms. And they helped me build this series as a fun educational tool. But my heart and soul was to give children these messages. And so together with all of these people working with us, we have come together with this Lindy Lou book that is more than a series. It has messages, learning tools, and hopefully helps build character. So yes, I am very humbled and thrilled that my message is coming across in the Lindy Lou Adventure Series books.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we're going to wrap it up now. Again, we've been having an interview, lucky us, with children's book author Jeannie Bender about the Lindy Lou Adventure Series and the forthcoming book 4, Big City Magic, Uncover the Secret of the Big Apple by Jeannie Bender from Pina Publishing, coming out this fall. You can learn more about the book and contact the author and the publisher at lindylou.com. That's lindielou.com, lindylou.com. Thank you so much, Jeannie. It's been fabulous speaking with you. I really appreciate your coming today.
Thank you, Susanna. It's been an absolute pleasure visiting with you today.
Okay, and we'll be signing off. Take care, Jeannie, and say hello to Lindy Lou
for
me.
Okay, great.